Today, we will work out a completely unknown I2C protocol of the RGBCW LED controller by capturing and analyzing its packets. We will use the SigRoc Logic Analyzer for this, of course, providing the entire system with appropriate galvanic separation because the analyzed device works on mains voltage. Then, we will use the collected information to implement our own driver for these LEDs in the C language, in ours firmware. I will try to show the whole process step by step, and the fun will be interesting because the protocol we decrypt is actually not publicly documented. The topic was created in cooperation with a colleague at D. Damasaz. A friend did the hardware part. I took care of the command, analysis, and implementation part. The title animation shows the lamp in question during tests. One of the monitors shows a live I2C communication capture. Action plan to begin with. We should make a plan of steps that we will take in this topic. Here they are. That's more or less what we need to do to implement unknown LED controller support without having its documentation. Preliminary analysis of the inside of the device. Diagram, connections. Analysis of the batch from the Wi-Fi module. We are able to extract Tuya configurations in JSON from it. There may be some information there. Preparation of the station for capturing packets with a logic analyzer, ensuring galvanic isolation between the lamp and the PC. Capturing packets during specific operations on the mobile application from the lamp. Setting colors separately, dimming from 100% to 0%, brightening from 0% to 100%, switching off, etc. Packet analysis. How many bytes per packet? What is its format? What does a given byte mean? Is there a checksum? Implementation in C of sending packets according to the standard. Optional. Verification of sending packets still on Windows. Dry. Without a device. Just writing bytes to a file. Final tests of our driver implementation on a physical device, after uploading our code to the Wi-Fi module. Possible fixes. I will try to describe the whole process in this topic. Subject patient. The topic concerns the so-called smart lamp, i.e. controlled via Wi-Fi, via a mobile application. We try to develop our own alternative software for such devices, fully open source, to be able to free them from the cloud and from the manufacturer's servers. Because of this, there was a whole need to analyze the protocol. The analyzed LED lamp was presented by our user here. Lampka operate she na Wi-Fi module CB2L. Nak którego można wgrać open beacon. As the name suggests, this is a module designed for lighting, and it has only PWM pins. But are they used here? We'll see. We started by ripping the Wi-Fi module batch. The batch, more precisely the JSON configuration from Tuya, already suggested that the LED controller is not known. Of course, we ripped and decoded the batch with my tool. These keys are probably the leads for the I2C GPIO. The keys below are RGBCW channel indexes, not always in order. In turn, the keys below are for setting the current for different modes of the controller, as well as some other parameters that are not very familiar to me. There seems to be some kind of KP58 chip inside. This is also true. The presence of only two lines of communication, with the simultaneous knowledge that the lamp is RGBCW, as many as five channels, already suggests that there is no PWM control here. But I2C or a similar protocol is used. KP18058. I managed to find residual documentation of this system. Here is an example of a schematic diagram of such a lamp. AC-DC here is a non-isolated step-down converter. The mysterious block is the Wi-Fi module. So that we could learn more, a colleague from Serbia ordered the same lamp that the user had and took it to the workshop. A slightly better scheme. After the package arrived, we decided to sketch what it looks like in practice. Basically, everything is as I wrote. It is only worth noting that this is a 120-volt product, and yet the input capacitors are 400 volts. However, this LED capacitor is for 200 volts. What about that?